This is the Schnitt Show.
Are you ready for some Schnitt Show? It's a Friday afternoon party. It's hour number three here on Schnitt, and no shortage of stuff to cram in. Hey, what do you think? Now, we're going to go in a few different directions in the hour here, but just picking up on the Trump presser earlier, do you think there are tapes that were recorded inside the Oval Office? What do you think? Do you think any of the Comey-Trump encounters were taped? Remember Trump, he tweeted out. Hold on a minute. I believe I have the tweet on my phone. Let me see if I have the tweet. I thought I did. I thought I saved it somewhere. Nah, it's in here, but it's buried. But remember, Trump said that James Comey better hope that there aren't any tapes of our meetings. And, of course, that insinuated that Trump had tapes and that Trump was telling the truth and that Comey was lying. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, there was a Rose Garden presser today with the president and his guest at the White House, the president of Romania. And I got to be honest, just whatever yak was going on, and no one cared about that. It was the media asking the questions after the statements in the Rose Garden, and the media asking about, well, the news of the day, whatever the pertinent questions are, and guess what? The day after Comey's testimony on Capitol Hill, that's what everyone wants to talk about. And, of course, Trump was asked first about, and this was a Washington Times reporter, Trump was asked about Comey's testimony.
Yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction, but we were very, very happy, and frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said, and some of the things that he said just weren't true.
All right. Weren't true. That's what he said. So what do we have? We've got let's go ahead and ding those off again.
Yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction, okay. But we were very, very happy. And frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said, and some of the things that he said just weren't true.
All right. So no collusion, no obstruction. Hey, James, where was that leaker audio from? From that, right around there, Trump also came back. Was there a part two to that, James? Or Lee, pull the part two, would you please, of Comey saying, or Trump rather saying of Comey, he's a leaker. Grab that chunk as well. I think it might have been part two of the second reporter's question. And there's a little more there, and then Trump says of Comey, quote, he's a leaker. Gotta have that. That's a good audio chunk to have, just the ISO of he's a leaker. Then it moves on to, was this Jonathan? This is another part. Here, listen, this is Trump again.
Oh, I look at those hands up there, President. Do you have this in Romania, too? I don't know.
Yeah. I got the microphone.
Oh, boy.
If you allow me
listen to
only, if I could only sell that, if I could only sell it. Who would like to ask? Should I take one of the killer networks that treat me so badly as fake news? Should I do that? Huh? Go ahead, John.
Is that really called for? I mean, come on. He's the president of the United States. Just drop it already. Should I call on one of the killer networks that treat me so badly, that fake news? I mean, come on. I mean, rise above it. I don't think that that's, I mean, it was cute maybe the first time, but really? He's 6 months into his presidency. Do we really need the president of the United States doing? I just don't think so. So he calls on Jonathan Carl from ABC News.
Be fair, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you used to be before I ran? Such a nice man.
Always fair. Mr. President, I want to get back to James Comey's testimony. You suggested he didn't tell the truth in everything he said. He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let
he could I didn't
let
go. Say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%. And I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that,
I would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, Jen.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
Okay, so John Carl, ABC News, Chief White House correspondent, says that you're indicating that there are recordings, and Trump says, I'll tell you about that shortly, in a short period of time. So what the heck does that mean?
Be fair, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's fast forward to the very end of this. I'm just skipping through the audio here at the very end. Here we go.
Think of it.
So if Robert might be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
I'm not hinting at anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time. What does that mean? Are there recordings? Is Comey on tape talking to Trump in the Oval Office? Any of their encounters, even the phone calls? What did Comey say? Did Comey say that there were, two meetings and then three phone calls? Was that what he had originally said? And then, of course, testimony-wise, then I think it rose. I'm just trying to, originally, I think it was, there were nine total, but originally, didn't he say that before testimony, and this is going back, a month, didn't Comey once say that there were two in-persons and three phone calls? And now, of course, with the testimony yesterday and the seven-page opening statement that he released the day before the testimony, there were nine points of contact. So Comey said that the other points of contact were kosher. So does Trump have tape? So after Trump said, and you just heard it there, you'll find out in a short period of time, then obviously that gets the press wound up. So at the presser today.
Okay, do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recording?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
It's cryptic. What does that mean? It is cryptic. You're going to be very disappointed. What does that mean? So the press, I mean, they're just, they're salivating here. They're apoplectic. Are there tapes?
Okay. Do you have a question here?
When will you tell us about the recording?
Over a fairly short period of time.
Fairly short period of time. Then so.
Tomorrow
now?
Are there tapes, sir?
And then this, the mystery. Is this intentional? Is he doing this on purpose?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
You're going to be very disappointed. Are there tapes? You're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Is that what he was responding to? Are there tapes? You'll be disappointed when you hear the answer? Well, what would be the guess of that there are no tapes? So the media would be disappointed if there are no tapes. What is he indicating here? I mean, this is like riddle me this. All right. Does Trump know what he's saying, or is he just, I've got to say this, folks, I'm sorry. Is he just rambling? Is he just babbling here? Anybody want to weigh in? Let's go. Anybody want to help me interpret this? I'm generally pretty good at this, but I have no idea what the hell he's saying. Is he just toying with the media? Is he just totally effing with their heads? 800-801-8999. What was that, Sue? Well, he is. I mean, he is changing the narrative. He is changing the headline. Is that intentional? Is he trying to completely just, does he know what he's doing? Do you think he absolutely knows what he's saying and doing there? It just sounds a little rambly, a little babbly, but the end game could be changing the headline. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number. That's how you get on. Well, the phones are exploding, as you can imagine. We'll grab your phone calls. Sue, go ahead and get one on the board quickly so we can continue the screening process. Let me get one on the board quickly. All right, 800-801-8999. All right, Sue, can I grab one of these? All right, let me grab Chuck in Portland, Oregon. Chuck is listening
fair,
to
John.
Our...
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you used to be
hit
before...
Hit the wrong button. All right, let me push one over here instead of one on the audio board. Chuck is in Portland, Oregon. Chuck, you're on Schnitt. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I think President Trump may be just playing with the media, let them spin on all the stuff they want to spin on. But meanwhile, he could focus more on business.
All right, so you don't think that there's any rambling there? You think that it's completely in command and control?
Yeah, it's probably unnecessary white noise, but maybe if the media is going to do it anyway, why not give more white noise to buzz about?
Now, is he just rambling, though, with verbiage, or do you think that he means what he says, that you're going to be very disappointed? In a very short period of time, you'll find out if there are audio tapes of him and Comey from the Oval Office. I mean...
yeah, I don't know. He may have tapes, and there may be everything that vindicates him and just shows how, you know, Comey made a lot of stuff up, possibly. All right. I don't know what's going to come out. The truth always comes out in the end.
All right, Chuck.
My opinion, there's not a obstruction of justice. There's a construction of injustice. That's what many political leaders and media just... Basically, I forget the name of the word for it, but colluding to create chaos and undermine an administration.
All right, so you think that there is a collusion to build a chaotic case and to really obstruct Trump's presidency is what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I forget the name. Is it a racketeering, maybe, or something like that?
Well, it wouldn't be racketeering. You know, a conspiracy. I mean, the press could be conspiring. That might be a word to use, but I wouldn't say racketeering applies, to something else.
Yeah. So we've gone from, in the 90s, what it came down to what the meaning of the is, to in 2009 or 2012 to 2014 of what ISIS isn't, and to now what may be. Maybe, and maybe if it is, it's real bad. And it, even though we don't say what it actually is or provide any evidence, it may be. And because of that, it is bad.
Chuck, thanks for the call from Oregon. Jim is in Newport Richey, Florida. Jim, you're on Schnitt. Hi.
How you doing, bud?
Yes.
I can't believe that there is no tapes, that Trump's setting this up to let Comey take the fall as a leaker.
No tapes.
I think he's setting Comey up.
But the question is, and Trump's attorney, this Cassowitz, is talking about filing a complaint on Trump, or on Comey, rather, leaking the memos to his friend, the law professor, which then gave him to the New York Times.
Correct.
The jury is still out whether that is a criminal act. I've seen cases for and against. Thank you, buddy. Kevin is in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Kevin, you're on Schnitt. Hi.
Schnitt, how's it going? Schnitt, I'm in Connecticut, so I can hear you in the morning and in the afternoon.
Well, thank you for listening to the morning show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Now, you got to listen to some WLAD in the morning, too, okay?
Oh, you got it.
All right.
I think that when I hear Trump say to the press, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer, his assumption is, if the press finds out there's a tape that vindicates him, they will be disappointed. So my sense is he may have tapes that vindicate him.
Right. You know, that had come up in hour number one when we had first heard the audio during the press conference, almost moments after it happened. That's one of the possibilities that came up, is what would disappoint the press,
right,
as well as if there was something that would make Trump look good and make Comey look bad, that the press seems to want to get Trump, so that would be bad. Kevin, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a beautiful weekend. Josie and Mike and Diane. Hey, Sue, can you concierge the phone calls and tell them we'll pick them up next? We'll concierge calls so they don't have to stay on hold. Isn't that nice of us? We're such a nice radio show. You know what else is nice? Getting a great night's sleep. And the Casper mattress is going to help you get that great night's sleep. Now, the warm weather's here. Flowers are blooming. Days are longer. More sunlight. Do you know that research shows that the longer days can keep you from getting a quality night's sleep? Well, don't worry about it. Get a Casper mattress like I did. I have the best. Got the Casper. My wife and I love it. We have a king size. My kids both have Casper mattresses as well. We all get a great night's sleep. If you don't have a Casper mattress, you're not getting the best night's sleep you can. And I know many of you have an awful mattress. Time to get the Casper. All the sizes, the pricing is fantastic on this. You get to buy the Casper and try it for 100 nights in your own home risk-free. Sleep on the Casper for 100 nights. Once you buy it, the shipping to you is free. Sleep on it for 100 nights. If you don't think it's the greatest, like I say, send it back, get your money back. Shipping back to them is free as well, no questions asked. Try the Casper mattress for 100 nights. And now through June 14th, when you buy a Casper mattress, you'll get an inflatable pool mattress free. Go to Casper.com, use the code Todd, and get $50 off the Casper. Go to Casper.com, the code is T-O-D-D. Casper.com, code is Todd, get $50 off right now.
Yeah. This is Schnitt.
Hey, got a follow-up to that terror story out of Dearborn, Michigan. Turns out there was a New York component as well. Nice, huh? And a Wall Street Journal piece on electromagnetic pulse and the North Koreans. That and more in the final half hour next.
Schnitt Show.
Hey, Sue, can you hear me in the control room? Could you do me a favor? Could you find out where this woman is from? She's from Florida, and I just didn't have time to find out where in Florida she's from. Folks, have you seen the video of this woman on her cell phone? It's gone viral, so I'm sure TV stations all over the country are showing this. This popped up last night during the news in New York City. It turns out that a woman in Plainfield, New Jersey, but apparently she was in New Jersey visiting from Florida. Have they identified exactly where in Florida she's from? The woman was walking down a Plainfield, New Jersey street. Now, you've probably seen this in New York City and other cities and in New Jersey. You have businesses at street level, and on the sidewalks, they have those metal cellar doors that open up in front of the business, and there's a stairway down into the cellar or the basement of the business, and that's how they bring in deliveries and supplies. And there are these steel doors that are on the sidewalk, and they open up, they fold open like, you know, barn doors, but up. This woman is on her cell phone. She's walking down the street, Plainfield, New Jersey, and she walks right into one of these basement doors that's opened up. It hits her about mid-thigh. She tumbles over the door and goes head first into the basement. She was on her cell phone. She was walking and looking at her cell phone and didn't see the doors opened and walked in and right down. Now, there's a report that she has bad eyesight, that she has diabetes, might be legally blind, but clearly she can see a cell phone and she's able to walk around. It is unbelievable. Folks, the video is so crystal clear. It almost looks like there was a camera waiting for this to happen. But no, it was a surveillance camera from the business out front that captured this. And there's a lesson here. Again, it's the number of people that walk around and they're buried in their devices and they're not aware of their surroundings. I mean, there have been people that have been crossing the street, weren't looking, they're on their cell phones and they're squashed by a car, they're run over by a truck. There was a story years ago, maybe six, seven years ago, of I think it was a guy or a girl in a mall. And they were walking through like center court of a mall, and the mall had a big giant fountain or some kind of water feature. And the person walks into the retaining wall of the fountain in the middle of the mall and flies into the fountain with the cell phone. Now, listen, you know, these days, that might have been old enough, but these days, you know, there's a whole cottage industry in faking these viral videos. Did you know that? Not all these videos that look real are real, because there's a little industry to make these videos, turn them viral, and put them on YouTube, have ads attached to the front, and then you're paid for every view. If you get 10, 20, 30 million hits, and some of these viral videos do the math. I mean, there is some serious flipping coin here to be made if you can come up with viral videos that people think are real, but maybe they're not. So when I first saw this woman plunge, I'm like, oh my God, is this real? It is. Turns out this is real. Woman was taken. You can even see on the video that the ambulance, the fire guys show up. They take her out of the basement on one of those immobilizing backboards. They've got a neck brace on her. Holy moly. Sue, have we been able to figure out where she's from in Florida? Yeah, you know, they haven't identified her yet, but she's from Florida, apparently. She's from the Sunshine State and was in New Jersey visiting family. Folks, we have this video up. If you want to see this, and this is a lesson to show your kids or whomever, pay attention. Don't zone out so much that you're unaware of your surroundings with your damn cell phone, with your damn device. Go look at this video. We have it up on our Schnitt list. It's on our website. Go to schnittshow.com and take a look at this. Go to schnittshow.com. Today's Schnitt list is right there. Schnittshow.com, and it's right there on today's Schnitt list. You'll see video, woman tumbles, woman plunges through solar door, whatever it'll be obvious what the headline is. And it's on our website. You got to take a look at this. It's unbelievable. All right, let's grab a couple of calls. Then I've got this North Korean EMP piece. Now, EMP, electromagnetic pulse, this story is not new to us. We've been talking about this on this program for years in different variations. I just read a new take on this in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. So I wanted to pick up on this. And then there's also a terror update that we followed since last Friday, the Dearborn story with, remember, the national security event, but it wasn't terrorism. And I said, wait a minute. FBI SWAT team raids a house in Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn is the biggest Muslim population in the U.S. It is a national security matter, but not terrorism. I called bunk on that last Friday. Well, there's new information, and I pointed out on the show yesterday that Channel 7 WXYZ Detroit had pointed out that it was a terrorist investigation and that they had busted a Hezbollah-trained bomb maker in Michigan, in Livonia, around Dearborn and Detroit. Well, the update is there's a New York City component. This guy's counterpart was busted in the Bronx as well. So we'll get into those details also coming up. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. 800-801-8999 if you want to get on. 800-801-8999 is the nationwide number. Let's grab Josie in Wesley Chapel, Florida. Josie, welcome to Schnitt. Hi.
Hi, Schnitt. How are you doing?
I am well. And just out of curiosity, in lovely Wesley Chapel, I hope you go to the PDQ in front of Sam's Club there on, what is that, State Road 56?
That's right. Is that when you visit as well? We do, actually.
Yeah, you know, I was at the grand opening, and full disclosure, I'm a small investor in the PDQ concept, so I've been to a whole bunch of the grand openings.
Oh,
and, great. And I was at that opening, and when I think of Wesley Chapel, I think of, PDQ.
Yeah, that 56 corridor is really building up. It's getting a little busy out here, actually. with a lot of commercial business, so we're glad about it.
Gotcha. All right, Josie, you're up. Hit it.
Well, you know, I wanted to comment on President Trump's response to the question about what you were talking about earlier, and I guess I kind of agree with most of your callers that I think he just kind of put a rabbit trail out there for them to follow, because it seems, regardless of the truth they find, the spin is always and typically very negative against President Trump. I think he's a regular guy, just happens to have a lot of money, be very rich.
Right.
I think the people of the country understand him, And I think he was being a little bit of sarcastic. I think when he said that they were going to be very disappointed, he was implying to them that he was going to be exonerated again like he was with the Comey testimonies yesterday. I mean, come on, Comey.
Listen. I think things went fairly well for Trump yesterday, but I won't say full exoneration because there's so much we don't know that could be uncovered either against Trump or in his favor with the investigation by the special counsel Bob Mueller.
And that's true. That could happen. But I think Trump is not afraid of that because I think that he is honest enough to address it now. I think what he knows that what the media is not able to do, they are not able to be fair with him. It hasn't happened. I haven't seen it. Prior to this election, I was not a regular viewer of a lot of news and even like your show. I honestly didn't look for other news. And I am just floored about the number of people that really think that he is sincere in his attempt to make this country great again, and the media just doesn't like him.
Hey, Josie, do me a favor.
Sure.
Tell me if you agree with my statement or if you disagree.
What's that?
Now, so you're a Trump supporter, you're a Trump voter, correct?
I am a Trump supporter and a Trump voter.
Okay. And again, I voted for Trump, but I don't take everything he says at complete truth. I don't take everything he does let me put it this way. When Trump does it right, I'll praise him. When Trump does it wrong, I'm not afraid to call the guy out. Okay?
I agree.
Okay. So that's number one. But here's my question.
Okay.
I think there are times where Trump knows what he's doing and how he's setting things up, and he is toying with the media, or he knows exactly what he's saying and doing. But I think there are other times when he's rambling and he gets lost and he's a mess.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that. I think he sometimes doesn't come across very, remember when they were being statesmanlike? He's not a trained politician, Jeanette. He's not, he doesn't have that. How many years have we had that? How many of those politicians have we voted for and experienced nothing but disappointment? I think Trump's motives are good. I think he's trying. And I think that if they would just get with him on that, I think his biggest concern, I think if they got with him on that, they would maybe, he would be more mindful of them.
All right, Josie, but also, in all fairness, and I know this ticks some people off, I voted for the guy. I agree with 99% of his agenda, and I want to see the agenda pulled off. I just don't want to see him stumble and fumble and get in the way of a powerful agenda that's good for America.
And are you referencing something specific when you say that?
Just some of the missteps that we've had. I just don't want to see him blow it and get in the way. And listen, and this might piss people off, but Trump, and see, some folks are in denial or don't know historically, but Trump, while I agree with his agenda, Trump has a bit of a BS artist history. You know that, right?
Sure, sure. But, you know, when I was, you know, I'm a 60-year-old woman. You know, I've been married 37 years. I'm sure we all have a little bit of that. So I don't hold him to his feet to the fire on that, but I think he's, like I said, I think his motive is right. I think his intent is honorable. And for him to navigate what he has to navigate in the midst of so many individuals that run this country and people who are behind those scenes, it's an incredible task.
Listen, I don't doubt that. It's an incredible task for any president, whether you like him or not. Hey, Josie, great call. Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Mike up in Danbury, Connecticut. Mike, you're on Schnitt. Hi. Oh, boy. Mike put the phone down. I hear the radio going in the background. So Mike is going to hear me say Mike in Danbury, Connecticut, any moment now.
Yes.
And then pick up the phone like that. Yes, okay. Mike, you're on Schnitt. Go ahead.
Todd, how are you, Todd?
I'm well.
First time caller, Todd.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
And your point is, what do you want to say?
My point is simply, Donald Trump is a shrewd businessman, and he is playing with the media to no end. And I'm sure there are no tapes, and it's going to be he said, he said. One against the other, and he's going to come out ahead.
I don't think that that is out of the question. I think there's a chance that he comes out ahead. I don't know if you heard my, was it end of the first hour or beginning of the second hour? We laid out a timeline, and James Comey might have tripped himself up because James Comey's timeline, what he delivered to Congress yesterday in that Senate hearing versus what was in the New York Times, James Comey's timeline is not necessarily working out here. Mike, thanks for the call. Joyce is next on Schnitt. Hi, Joyce, in the Florida Panhandle. Is it Bonifay?
Yes. Yes, uh-huh.
And where exactly is Bonifay?
Just north of Panama City, the world's most beautiful beaches.
They are gorgeous, I'll agree. You know, one of my favorite places, and I had a caller on earlier, have you been to St. George's?
Pardon me?
Have you been to St. George's?
No, I haven't.
No?
I know it's close, but I haven't been there.
Oh, amazing. How can you be that close and not go to St. George's?
Well, I'm an old lady. I'm 73 years old.
Well, that's not old. 73 is the new 72 these days.
Yeah, I know. Well, I feel good. I've been out working in my yard this afternoon, so I'm doing good. Thank God.
All right. Well, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, Joyce.
Hi. I just want to make a comment about Mr. Trump.
Yes, go ahead.
The first dance at his inaugural ball was my way, and I feel like that's the way Mr. Trump wants things. And he's not going to settle for any other way.
I don't think that's not a mystery. I mean, you know, I agree. But Trump has always been like that. Trump has, it's always been my way or the highway. But the deal is it's a whole lot easier to be my dance. It's my way or the highway. It's a whole lot easier when you're in the private sector and you've got your own business versus having to deal with Washington. Joyce, thanks for the call. And for anyone listening, if you have the opportunity to get to St. George Island, Florida, just phenomenal. We were there for the day. We didn't stay on the island. I'd love to get back and stay on the island. We were there for the day. We were just going to drive through, and it was so cool. We set up, and we just stayed there all day long on the beach. It's just, I mean, amazing. Diane in New Milford, Connecticut. Diane, I have about a minute. Go ahead quickly, Diane. You're on.
Okay. I wanted to just make a comment about the tapes with Donald Trump. Your question was that do you think that he really has the tapes? I believe he does. And I believe the reason that he's doing that is because he doesn't want to give any information to the mainstream media, because the mainstream media has been trying to get rid of Donald Trump, trying to get him impeached. They're making a lot of statements that aren't true.
Well, don't forget about the Democrats also. The Democrats want to get him impeached also.
That's right, yes. So they're helping them along.
All right, and so you think there are tapes? You think the tapes will be released?
I think so, and I think he's being very smart, and he's being very conservative in what he's doing. I think people are taking him wrong.
All right. Diane, thanks for the call. Some thoughts on North Korea, EMP, a Wall Street Journal article. Final words next.
This is the Schnitt Show.
Hey, just picking up on North Korea here. Wall Street Journal piece. Turns out North Korea is working toward EMP technology. That's an effect of a nuclear explosion, which can fry electrical circuits and power grids. And that they're trying to come up with the capability, and this is not new, to potentially attack the U.S. with EMP and cripple, and there could be lots of deaths. Don't they realize that if they tried an EMP attack on us, that they'd be turned into a parking lot? See you Monday, folks.
Schnitt Show.